power will totally blow you away with all the facts and top celebrities and the sports scene today.
Hi, this is Evander Holyfield, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene. He's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Evander Holyfield.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Nothing he believes in.
This is Larry Hurst.
Craig LeBron.
Jim Palmer.
Tony Fernandez.
Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
This is Bill Murphy.
Macho Man Randy Savage.
Dre Nitschke.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy Harris.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
Hey, what is going on, everybody? The first Friday of whatever month this is July.
We are halfway done.
Yeah. Halfway done to what? Life?
2015.
Oh, 2015. I hope that I am halfway done on life as well.
You hope?
I hope.
Because?
At my age, if I'm halfway there, that means you take my age now, multiply by two.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
No, I understand.
I'll make a deal with whoever.
The guy
below, the guy above. It don't matter.
I get Romero. That part, but by the time that you are, let's say...
It's nothing to do with sports, but go ahead.
Yeah, not at all, but by the time you are closer to the end, let's put it that way, maybe there is technology to keep you around longer, so maybe...
Like Ted Williams, you can chop my head off and put it in a cooler?
Put it in the coolerator, okay. Throw it in the Frigidaire, whatever you want to call it, the icebox, and maybe you're quarter way done. How about that?
I used to, growing up... I would say, I'm 25. Hey, I got a long life ahead. 30. I got a long life ahead. Well, I'm on the downslope. Speaking of First Friday, I've never really given, at least in the last probably 10 years, Darren Shaw much publicity. Darren Shaw and his old band is the one who does that open. I've had that open forever. Well, I follow Darren and some of the other guys on Facebook. He will be performing and has performed. He's an entertainer. I believe he's a drummer, as well as a, not a bodybuilder, but trainer.
Okay.
He does that 4 or 5 a.m. crap. I'd love to go do a class with him,
sure.
But not at 4 or 5 a.m.
I need to meet this guy.
All right. Well, he's on my Facebook. He's performing tonight out at First Friday.
Oh, okay. Downtown. Gotcha.
And he's done it before. I just happened, to see it.
Just
also,
don't get rained on. It's looking pretty nasty out there right now.
If you don't get rained on, it means don't go down there because it'll be raining.
No, that's what I'm saying. Don't get rained on if you go down there.
No, either don't go down there because it'll be raining.
No, go down there and support.
Yeah, but how do you support them out in the rain and don't get wet on?
Okay. Wear a poncho.
Okay,
I don't know.
Before I get into the Romero, and we need to touch base on the Bucks training camp, all that stuff was released. I want to touch base on the Rays and the struggles and all that kind of stuff. But before we talk about, and let's hit the controversy running with Romero in a second, Marty St. Louis announced his retirement.
Yes.
Are we a bad sports town?
I know where you're going.
Or are we a good sports town?
I asked a question, answer it. I know why you're saying this because signing of, if you sign him to a one-year contract and then...
I don't want that.
No, I know you don't want that, but there's a lot of people out there that expect a team for whom a player has played the majority of his seasons, his
Not
career.
Only do I hate those, they should be illegal and outlawed.
They're spending their money how they want
to. Well, they're not getting paid.
They don't make any money. However it works, they're allowed to run their business how they want to run their business.
I hate that. I can't stand that. It's also, by doing that, it's a disgrace to New York, where he just went for the past 2 years.
True.
So I
don't know about disgrace. I think that's a little tough.
I don't either.
I
think that's more of a slap in the face because you're saying, yeah, I just went up there, took the money. I don't have any ties.
Business, of course.
It's a business, just like it was when he played here in Tampa Bay. My thing is, could we please once show some class and honor the guy? The guy did a lot for the Tampa Bay area.
Won a cup.
The guy was our leader. The guy was everything. Once he leaves, yeah, you no longer root for him. And I got a big root fan thing that I've been going back and forth on Facebook.
And
I want your thoughts
media.
And I want Ed's thoughts and I want our listeners. And I know Lance Corporal, first class petty officer, whatever the heck Toomey is tuning in. And I'd love to hear, you
shout
know,
out to Toomey.
And Grossman and everybody else that listens. And it is kind of cool, you know, the Randy regime that's picking up speed and stuff.
Hashtag but Randy regime.
Support the guy, honor the guy. And I think his number deserves to be retired here in the Tampa Bay area, here on, for the Tampa Bay Lightning. That ESPN, by the way, they play in Tampa.
Andrew, have they retired his number? Do they have any retired numbers? Off the top of my head, I can't remember. I don't think they do.
I'm not even 100% sure Andrew Chuck falls into that category, to be honest with you. I mean, he was a renegade. St. Louis was as well, but he was here a long time. We'll get to him in a second.
Okay.
Andrew Chuck played, deserves to go into the Hall of Fame, all that kind of stuff. But then he came here and ended his career. I think St. Louis is more of a Tampa Bay Lightning than Andrew Chuck. On left.
I see what you're saying.
Okay. Again, I want to get to Romero. I really want to get to this. It happened at UFC Fight Night down in Hollywood last week.
Hollywood. UFN 70.
But I want to ask you a question. And Ed, just listen to this because I'd love to hear your opinion.
Okay.
Okay. I have told people numerous times that I'm not a fan, right? I'm not a fan of teams. I'm a fan of players and whatever. So a guy gets on me on Facebook and says, and he brought up my brother, but we could use any category. My brother, when he played at Alabama, he said, did you root for Alabama when your brother played there? And I said, yes. I still believe that doesn't make me a fan of the University of Alabama baseball. I rooted for my brother when he was there. I rooted for my brother when he pitched in baseball.
Sure. Okay.
Shane Victorino can play for any team, and I will root for Shane Victorino to do well, but I could care less, per se, for that team. Mm-hmm. Can you root for something and not be a fan of that whatever?
Absolutely. 100%. I'm not the biggest NFL guy. I love college football. I have my teams, but then I also have my players, I should say team, but I have my players. And then once they graduate, and if I like a particular player, I will follow them regardless of who they are playing for, and I'm not necessarily rooting for that NFL team.
It is going to snow. I know it's going to rain outside, but it is going to snow because you're agreeing with me.
Yes.
Ed, give me your thoughts.
Well, ever since fantasy football, it proves you can root for something and not be a fan of it. So I would say, yeah, you can.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Cool. All right. For once, I have some support. That's
all. Wow. Trifecta.
And I'm not used to that. But this guy was all over me because what happened was.
You see what had happened.
I responded with the no-no that was being pitched. I know you're going to ask me which game because it's like almost every game against the Rays now. But I flipped it on in the ninth, two outs in the ninth.
Carlos Carrasco.
I rooted for the no-no. I wanted the no-no.
Yeah.
So then a guy comes back and he says, I can't imagine any fan.
Which you're not.
Which I'm not, but he didn't know that.
Right.
Any fan that would root for a no-no against their team. And I said, well, I'm not a fan, you know, at all. I'm not a fan of anything. And that's when he started to get on me about, you know, I don't even know where the post started, but he's friends of friends and, matter of fact, of Darren Shaw's. And that's when he brought up my brother at Alabama and whatever. I rooted for the no-no.
And I think. Depending on the situation, how ravenous or crazy a person is about their particular team, if they are a bigger fan of the sport in general, sometimes even if somebody is a fan of a particular team and they have a no-no being pitched against them or a perfect game, maybe not a no-no, but a perfect game, since they're so rare, appreciating the fact that that's a big deal.
And that's where I argued with him because he brought up, and I forget what it was.
And it's one game out of 162.
He asked me about, didn't you appreciate, I forget what he said, so it don't matter, the Pittsburgh Pirates of the 70s. Yeah, I appreciated them, but it's not like I liked them. It's not like I rooted for them. It's not like I checked the box scores every day. Now, as a matter of fact, it was the Reds that he brought up, the Big Red Machine.
Okay.
You know, it was an awesome team. I enjoyed watching them. Doesn't mean I'm a fan of the Cincinnati Reds.
Yeah.
They could lose every game. I could care less. They could win every game. I could care less. I am going to disagree with you in that if you are a fan and if you've come out to the press box any of the Monday nights for the player shows and we're about ready to announce our players, not one. I'm going to pull a LeBron. Not one, not two, not three.
12.
Four. Four. Tampa Bay, I got to make sure I say it legally correct in case Danny Alvarez is listening. Four active Tampa Bay football players will be involved with the Monday Night Player Show at the press box.
Very cool.
So I'm very excited about that. If you are a fan of a team, I would find it hard to believe that you would root for a no-hitter, a perfect game, whatever, being thrown against your favorite team. I believe most fans would even be willing for the cheap, you know, lean into a pitch and get hit, lay a bunt down, which I'm okay with too. Mm-hmm. You know, I hate those unwritten rules. We've talked about it. I hate them. If it's not a written rule, I'm bunting. I'm going to break up that no-no or that perfect game any way I can. I see nothing wrong with that. As a crazed fan, I would find it hard to believe, like the guy said, that any crazed fan would root for a no-no or a perfect game against their team.
And that's why I said it would depend on how big of a fan, how ravenous or in your using the word you use, crazed a fan they are. If they appreciate the game more, then maybe that would happen. Now, that said, it's not like I'm saying a fan is going to go to a game and say, you know what, I hope a perfect game gets pitched today. But if you're eight innings deep into a game and there's a no-no or a perfect game being thrown, then you're going to be like, okay, well, we've gotten this far. Chances are we're losing by
Let me throw this out to a couple people and to anybody, but a couple people that I know are listening. Mm-hmm. To me, wherever he is in the world defending our country in the United States Navy, is a huge Rays fan. Matter of fact, he coined the phrase, I'm liking the Rays. Okay? Not good English, but at least he coined it. Also, Dave Kokotis, former co-host, served our country in the Marines over in Japan, tunes in all the time. These two are two very big Rays fans. Also, two very big baseball fans.
Mm-hmm.
Text me. Shoot me an email. Smokescreen. You know, whatever you guys can do to let me know. Give me your thoughts.
866-1340.
When we return, let's talk about the UFC fight that was down in Fort Lauderdale, the comments that Romero made, and where I stand. Talk about controversy.
No kidding.
Let's see if this show makes it through past 2:30 when we have a pretty cool interview. Hopefully we will. We'll get to Romero when we return. This is Talking Sports with Randy Harris and Alex.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Are you an Ultimate Fighting Championship fan? UFC Fan Expo is the ultimate fan experience focused on elite fighters and industry icons. Buy your tickets today for UFC Fan Expo in Las Vegas, Nevada at the Sands Expo and Convention Center Friday, July 10th and Saturday, July 11th. This has never been a more exciting time to be a UFC fan. UFC Fan Expo in Las Vegas will bring fans of all ages together from around the world to celebrate their passion for America's fastest growing sport. There's something for everyone at UFC Fan Expo. Join the ever-evolving UFC universe and buy tickets today at www.ufcfanexpo.com.
Budget Self-Storage is proud to sponsor Talking Sports with Randy Harris, heard every Friday at 2 p.m. You want your garage back? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need confidential documents shredded? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need the spare room back? Contact Budget Self-Storage at 800-578-7135. Discounts and promos available at BudgetSelfStorageFlorida.com. Budget Self-Storage offers a 10% discount to military as well. That's Budget Self-Storage at 1-800-578-7135. Call today.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think think it is.
Regal Entertainment Group, where we do entertainment big. Regal Cinemas Theaters feature stadium seating, crystal clear picture quality, and the latest of digital surround sound. Interested in free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more? Join the Regal Crown Club. Membership is free. As a member, you'll earn credits for free concessions and movie tickets, learn about monthly offers, and can create your own personalized movie page. Sign up at regmovies.com or at any Regal Cinemas Theater. Become a Regal Crown Club member today.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
If you want to look your best, you need Mick for Hair. Mick Ferrari is Tampa Bay's hairstylist to the stars. Mick has spent 25 years keeping the Bay Area beautiful and is the official hair care provider for Talking Sports. To look your best, you need to go to the best. And the best in the Bay is Mick Ferrari. For information or to book your consultation with Mick, visit his website at mickforhair.com. That's mickforhair.com. Call Mick for Hair direct at 727-573-9711. That's 573-9711.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Warren Moon, former NFL quarterback, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All aboard!
All things just keep getting better.
And now, Mick for Hair presents Queer Eye for the Sports Guy with Mick Ferrari.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
You came into my life, and my world never looked so bright.
Dance, Randy Harris, dance.
I am. I'm dancing up. All right. I was getting ready to talk about something. This is Mick Ferrari. I'm going to do a little segment. Situation happened last Saturday after a UFC fight in Hollywood. A foreign fighter, doesn't really matter. He's from Cuba. He's very religious. He wears religious sayings and stuff on his headbands and whatever.
His nickname is Soldier of God.
Soldier of God. After the fight, and you'll see why I have you on. I need your opinion, and of course, I'm going to give you mine as well. After the fight, in his broken English, he made a comment that he goes, "What's wrong with you, USA? Something about Jesus, not gay Jesus."
Ouch.
Okay. Now, here's my question for you. And I threw it out last night, and it's a little controversial, but I believe what I'm about to tell you, and I stand by what I'm about to tell you. I don't think he said anything wrong. If he's against it, I'm not. If he's against it and he believes strongly to be against it, I have a problem with him backtracking to now say he didn't say that. What's your opinion?
Well, it's because of the language barrier now he's saying he didn't say that?
Yes. Yes.
Let me point out one thing before you respond, Mick. He specifically said that before the entire interview, his response to the question at his post-fight interview, he specifically said English is not his first language, but he's going to respond in English. So he did preface this with that statement. If that makes any
mixed tongue-tied, he didn't know how to answer.
No, I was wondering if Coach Smooth there was going to choke and leave us with some dead air.
I was saying that because he was making it very obvious that what he was about to say may not be understood the way he was trying to say it.
And I'm going to throw this out, Mick. Hold on a second. I'm going to throw this out. If you watch it, if you rewatch it, even though people say it didn't, he says not gay Jesus.
Yeah.
And again, if that's his opinion, I don't know why everybody's getting all over him.
Yeah. Well, I think maybe it wasn't quite as eloquent maybe as he could have if he's trying to make a point. But obviously we knew the point he was trying to make, that he disapproves as a, you know, religious person of the, you know, the U.S.'s Supreme Court decision to allow, you know, marriage for everybody in all 50 states. Obviously that was the point he's trying to make. Whether he was eloquent about it or whether – I don't think it could be there's no misconstruing it. I think we knew the point he was trying to make and what he was trying to – voice his opinion on. And like yourself, Randy, I will have to agree with you. I think we're getting a little bit into a weird area where people are so sensitive about stuff that people are afraid to say anything, in whether it's in regards to you know, same-sex marriage or immigration or, you know, whatever. People are getting so sensitive to that they don't express their opinions. And first and foremost, this is still America, and there's still the First Amendment, and people are free to say whatever they like and certainly free to believe whatever they like. Not everybody has to agree. That's what our founding country was based on, obviously. And to tell you the truth, I don't agree with him, obviously, but I will certainly support his right to express himself however he wants, whether he's a citizen of our country or not. I don't think people should get sketchy about, you know, being afraid to express an opinion for fear of some kind of backlash, like, oh, you're suddenly homophobic now, so you don't believe in gay marriage. I don't think necessarily those two go together. People, you know, are behind traditional, what they refer to as traditional marriage, for a lot of reasons. I don't necessarily think it's homophobia per se. Obviously, like you, I don't agree with the gentleman. However, I will support his right to say so. People,
and that was my point, and that's my only point. You know, not everybody has to agree with anything. There's been a picture, you know, floating around that I'm against, but I can't tell people to pull it down. I don't know if you've seen it, where they replaced the American flag on, what was it, Hiroshima, you know, with the rainbow flag.
Iwo Jima.
You know, I'm against that, but I can't stop people from doing it.
Yeah. Well, the weird thing about that particular instance is that has been around for a long time, that particular image. And it's what they did is reenacted the, you know, the historic flag raising at Iwo Jima, but they didn't replace the flag. It's not all of our soldiers that were at Iwo Jima, and they superimposed the rainbow flag over the American flag. It's a reenactment, which obviously we are supposed to be a couple of hunky guys. And that image has been floating around for the last 5 or 10 years. So that's not anything new. It's just
why, hold on a second. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Hold on. Yeah. Why do they have to be hunky guys?
Because it's our flag, and we're going to fly it how we want. No, getting back to the point, the original point we were trying to make, and my point is this. If I want to know who the – I don't want to say who the jerks or the a-holes or whatever else, but I want to know if somebody has an issue with me or the choices that I've made, or the way I live my life or whatever, I want to know who those people are. I don't want people hiding behind political correctness and keeping their opinions to themselves and acting like everybody's kumbaya and why don't we all get along to my face when behind closed doors they feel an opposite way. I want to know who, you know, if somebody disagrees with me or is against me for whatever reason, I prefer to know who that person is as opposed to somebody hiding behind political correctness and not expressing themselves. So am I going to invite this particular fighter who, you know, considers himself a religious man and disagrees on those grounds? No, I'm not going to invite him to dinner or hang out with him, but I will certainly extend a hand of friendship to him and support his right to express his opinion. But I want to know who these people are. So don't hide behind political correctness if your opinion's different than somebody else's because you fear backlash. You stand up and express it loud and proud, because our people certainly have, because I want to know who those people are. I would rather everybody be honest, and that way you know where everybody stands, as opposed to people being afraid of backlash like this gentleman. Obviously, he's now recanting, according to you guys.
It's definitely going to snow because now you're the third person to agree with me on a third different subject. Before I let you go, how's things going over there at the new salon?
God's Glen End is becoming the hottest and fastest growing salon in Pinellas Park. Great Guns, our style director and color expert, Sarah Collins, her business is blowing up. So if these people want the specialty colors, Sarah is your girl. And, of course, doing the same terrific high fashion work at a low cost price for all of our friends and fans out there. So we appreciate you guys' support.
All right, Mick. Thanks a lot. I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
All right. Mick Ferrari giving me his thoughts because that's my thoughts. I didn't have a problem with him saying it. I don't have a problem with if you don't want. I certainly don't have a problem with all the people that dislike me. Right?
Not at all.
Okay. So why would I have a problem with him disliking something that he doesn't believe in? Just stick by your guns. Don't, once you get in the back and somebody says something to you or whatever, then kind of change. I mean, you have to. Don't get me wrong.
I have to. The way I'm thinking of this is I'm very much in the same boat as Dana White. What he has said about this since then is him having his beliefs, that's perfectly fine. He, no questions asked, if that's the way he feels, if that's what he believes, sure, why not? I think a huge problem is the fact that he is utilizing his position,
true,
and that opportunity to voice his beliefs and his positions. And it's not necessarily the fact that he has them. It's the fact that people, to use Dana White's words, people don't want to be preached to. That's not why they're there. They're not there to see somebody talk about something like this or hear him talk about this. They want to see fights. And then after that fight, during the post-fight interview, they want to hear his thoughts on that fight.
I believe Dana has reached out and he doesn't want any fighters to thank Jesus and whatever. Before we go to Rob, the greatest line, in my opinion, of all time, after an Eve Edwards fight, and I believe it's when he fought Josh Thompson, but I could be wrong. Eve said, well, he said this, I just believe it was the Josh Thompson fight. He said, I prayed to God, Josh prayed to God, God just obviously liked me better because he won the fight. No, right. Funny? Not funny? I thought it was funny.
I've heard it before.
I thought it was classic. All right, before we hit the bottom of the hour, the break, and then talk a little arm wrestling, let's go out to the phone lines and talk to your biggest fan. He has your pictures posted all over the wall. Rob, how are you?
Pretty good, Randy. Randy, I'm your big fan, too. I agree with you about the other night. I was looking to see Carlos Carrasco throw no hitter.
I think your cell phone died, but thanks for the call, Rob. But what I'd like to know from Rob, and Rob, feel free to call back and give Ed the answer, and Ed can let us know. Are you a big Rays fan? You know, like I said, I rooted for the no-no. Mm-hmm. But I'm not a Rays fan. I want to know, did a Rays fan, and we got a text from Lance Corporal, ex-Marine, I don't know, I just throwing it out, Toomey, I believe it's Petty Officer First Class Toomey.
Get it right.
Who said, well, it's higher rank than I ever got, so I all the respect in the world. He says, well, since you asked, I was hoping and praying for the Rays to get a hit that night. Joey Butler broke it up with two strikes and two outs at the bottom of the ninth. I was watching it. If it's against my Rays, I don't any kind of history, nice English, made. If it's anywhere else, it's awesome, and I want it to happen, just not against the Rays, which I would expect a Rays fan to say.
Yeah.
So I'm not a Rays fan, so yeah, I rooted for it.
Maybe a casual fan.
Who?
Just in general.
Me or just a casual fan that's watching?
Just in general.
Yeah, I would imagine just a fan of the sport would probably root for it, unless they're, you know, having a bad day, or they're like me a lot, and they're like, screw it, I want it broken up in the bottom. I want it broken up in the bottom of the ninth. I don't want it broken up in the seventh. You know what I'm saying? I don't want it broken up in the eighth. Break it up. That's the way to break it up. Two outs, two strikes in the bottom of the ninth.
That was a shot, too. That was a really good hit. I thought it was pretty
funny.
It's
a shame. Two strike, 0-2.
Jason Kipnis, after the game, apologized to Carrasco, saying, I wish I was a little bit taller. Yeah. Absolutely. And I've had this happen to me, trying to jump and make that catch.
Do you blame the pitch at all? It wasn't the best pitch in the world. I understand that. But 0-2, how can it be anywhere near the plate? Don't you go high? Don't you go outside? Way outside?
Okay.
Choke sign on the batter?
Speculation. We could throw this out there. Maybe he was assuming that Butler would be taking because it, traditionally a pitch would not be close to the plate.
And I'm thinking the other because I'm the non-athlete. 0-2, you know, you're whatever is closing up, you're starting to choke. Oh, my God, it's going to be a no-no.
His hands are sweaty.
He's swinging at anything. So you certainly don't throw it, in my opinion, anywhere near the dish. Yeah. But, all right, we are one half down, one half to go. When we come back, a little arm wrestling talk as a professional arm wrestling league next week in Las Vegas. This is Talking Sports.
To walk around the world to ease my troubled mind. I left my body lying somewhere in the sands of time.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Budget Self-Storage is proud to sponsor Talking Sports with Randy Harris, heard every Friday at 2 p.m. You want your garage back? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need confidential documents shredded? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need the spare room back? Contact Budget Self-Storage at 800-578-7135. Discounts and promos available at BudgetSelfStorageFlorida.com. Budget Self-Storage offers a 10% discount to military as well. That's Budget Self-Storage at 1-800-578-7135. Call today.
Are you an Ultimate Fighting Championship fan? UFC Fan Expo is the ultimate fan experience focused on elite fighters and industry icons. Buy your tickets today for UFC Fan Expo in Las Vegas, Nevada at the Sands Expo and Convention Center Friday, July 10th and Saturday, July 11th. This has never been a more exciting time to be a UFC fan. UFC Fan Expo in Las Vegas will bring fans of all ages together from around the world to celebrate their passion for America's fastest growing sport. There's something for everyone at UFC Fan Expo. Join the ever-evolving UFC universe and buy tickets today at www.ufcfanexpo.com.
Regal Entertainment Group, where we do entertainment big. Regal Cinemas Theaters feature stadium seating, crystal clear picture quality, and the latest of digital surround sound. Interested in free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more? Join the Regal Crown Club. Membership is free. As a member, you'll earn credits for free concessions and movie tickets, learn about monthly offers, and can create your own personalized movie page. Sign up at regmovies.com or at any Regal Cinemas Theater. Become a Regal Crown Club member today.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Since 2004, Staff Zone has been the superior choice for construction, industrial, and special events staffing. Staff Zone currently has 20 locations throughout the Southeast and Texas. Servicing thousands of clients annually, Staff Zone is blue-collar staffing excellence, and we want to work for you. Call us today at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card, just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
At Tour de Pizza, we pride ourselves on making delicious, healthy food at an affordable price. Signature pizzas, fresh salads, hearty subs, and calzones. Tour de Pizza has it all and offers dine-in, carry-out, and delivery service. Tour de Pizza is located on 4th Street in St. Petersburg. So give them a call today, 727-895-5555. 727-895-5555. You'll be glad you did.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Jimmy Kimmel, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
I don't watch the late shows that much anymore, but I watched Jimmy Kimmel the other night when Ronda Rousey was on.
Ronda Rousey.
See, she just got another movie.
Was that the 22 Mile?
Yeah, with Mark Wahlberg.
Now, I had heard rumors that this was going to be... Wasn't she supposed to have a movie done before her next fight? There was some deal made between her and...
I don't know.
And Dana, and I think this name had been thrown out, so...
Well, then it's not going to happen because she fights August 1st.
Yeah.
And I don't think this movie starts until September or October shooting.
Yeah.
Wahlberg just signed on.
That's going to be a... Well, those two in the same movie, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a big Marky Mark fan, so I'm not a fan of any team, but I'm a fan of Team Wahlberg.
Marky Mark. I really hope they come to St. Pete. Wahlbergers.
No, they are. I saw a thing that they
are
coming.
Definite?
Well, nothing's definite until it's opened and we're at the grand opening and we're walking down the red carpet with Donnie and Mark and I don't know the mom's name or the brother's name or the rest of Wahlberger. All right, we are trying to how did you say his name?
Kirill.
We are trying to rectify my dyslexia must have bounced in and I screwed up the phone number. But next Sunday on I believe it's CBS Sports, the Pro Arm Wrestling League kicks off. 328-pound dude.
Whoa. I can't even imagine that workout.
Speaking of 328-pound dude, tomorrow, July 4th, Nathan's out of Coney Island. Chestnut is going to eat 328 pounds of hot dogs.
Golly.
I watched a thing, the science thing on ESPN about it. And
they
did
a sports science on that?
It's disgusting.
Oh, I cannot even imagine.
You'll never eat again if you watch this thing. And it shows how, your stomach and everything expands and how big it is. And, yeah, it was pretty bad.
You imagine how – that's got to be painful. I would have to think there is a certain amount of pain that goes along with doing that.
And I don't think you win enough money, honestly, for that. I overate at the steakhouse the other night, and it was for free. Not the food. I had to pay for it. I'm saying it was for free. I didn't get paid.
Right.
For the pain, that I had. All right, so it was announced but since the last time I was on the program, Jose Aldo chickened out, according to Conor McGregor, and will not be fighting next Saturday. So now for the fake title, Chad Money Mendez takes on Conor McGregor, and I'm saying it facetiously, Conor McGregor said he chickened out.
Right.
I in no way believe that Jose Aldo chickened out. He has a broken rib, a cracked rib.
Confirmed. By multiple sources.
Do you think that he needed to go to, what he did and put out the x-rays and prove it? He didn't owe anything to anybody.
He didn't owe it, but I think it was, especially considering who was saying it, because of the Conor McGregor hype train, the fact that he is so vocal and he has not shut up about it. He will not shut up about it, even now that his opponent is Chad Mendez and he's been... He now has to sell that fight. He still talks about Jose Aldo, as you said last night. Well, it was the phone call, I believe it was, right? The media call, and he still for 75% of the time was talking about Aldo. So I think there was a little bit of a saving face that needed to happen for on Aldo's side of it. But I think that he went about it. His team went about it a very good way, and they contacted an independent doctor, and they remained completely anonymous when they did it, too. They contacted I think his name is Chao, C-H-A-O. He's the former doctor for the San Diego Chargers. So, very experienced.
Antonio Gates' doctor?
Too soon.
is it too soon?
Too soon. So, they independently and anonymously contacted him. They said, we want you to take a look at these pictures.
Who said that?
Tell us what you think. The Aldo's team, they sent over a file, multiple files, and said, can you take a look at this? Give us your professional opinion. And then once he got to it, he looked at it and said, yes, these images show a fractured rib, very clearly show a fractured rib. And a lot of people out there are saying, because they've seen the images now, on social media, especially Twitter, and they say, it's blurry, you can't really tell.
And you can't prove it's his x-ray. Let's be honest. If you're going to believe that he's chickening out, If you're going to believe that Jose Aldo, in the top three or four pound-for-pound fighters on the planet, he's been a champion for I don't know how many years. He's defended the title I don't know how many times. If you're going to believe that he didn't want to fight Jose Aldo, and Conor McGregor in the press conference said that he knew from day one this fight would never happen.
You can see it in his eyes.
Why do you believe that that x-ray is Jose Aldo's?
Well, I'm going to bring up the picture. I want to check something first.
Yeah, it could have his name down the side.
Right.
Well,
that's a possibility.
I've seen a picture of Mount Rushmore with and three other people on it. I've seen a picture of you can
Jose Aldo da Silva Oliveira Jr.
Okay, it doesn't prove that that's his X-ray. Again, I'm the naive guy. I believe everything. I believe we're all good. I believe that's his X-ray. I believe he has a cracked or broken rib. I believe that he's too injured to fight. If I was the champion, I would not fight with a cracked rib. It doesn't make sense. And like we also talked about last night, the opponent, Conor McGregor, said that he would not go after the rib. Well, that's easy to say.
Yeah, that would only last so long. As we said, that would last until about 2, 3, maybe 4 leg kicks in. And after that, it's okay, I can't afford to not go after that side.
Exactly.
That, his left rib.
Exactly. And there's a difference between being hurt and injured. Hurt, you're always hurt if the hurt is the lesser of the two. I never know which is worse, being hurt or being injured. I say it's injured. So
injured is worse.
If you're hurt, you're always going to be hurt from training. The training that these guys go through, it makes sense. If you're injured, if you have a broken, cracked rib, you should not fight, and you should not be allowed to fight. The commission should not license you to fight. So to call Jose Aldo all the stuff that Conor McGregor says, which he's doing to promote anything, and mostly to promote himself, doesn't
sure.
make sense to me.
I 100% agree. And but as I said, I don't think he necessarily owed it per se. I think he was doing it more so to make sure that he was saving face in the public eye. And then it was also it sort of segues him into an opportunity for him to start talking back and allowing him to throw his verbal jabs in, since he won't be able to physically on July 11th. So it's sort of the tit for tat thing. Just if you're going into a fight, and especially with the amount of emotion and hatred between these two, you're not going to allow one person to do all the talking.
All right, we are going to hit a break a couple minutes early. We just got a new phone number, for the arm wrestling, so we'll do that when we come back. But I do want to correct myself. I do root for a team. There is one team that I will always root for, I am a fan of, and they are my favorite team.
Team Harris.
No, Team USA.
USA.
I'm saying I will always root for a USA. I will always root for USA against another country, even if I don't like the athlete. I don't like, I will always, always root for USA. We're going to talk about some USA athletes that's in Vendetta, which is the arm wrestling tournament on Sunday, as well as next Sunday, but something much bigger with the red, white, and blue. We'll talk about that, which is this Sunday when we return. This is Talking Sports.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Are you an Ultimate Fighting Championship fan? UFC Fan Expo is the ultimate fan experience focused on elite fighters and industry icons. Buy your tickets today for UFC Fan Expo in Las Vegas, Nevada at the Sands Expo and Convention Center Friday, July 10th and Saturday, July 11th. This has never been a more exciting time to be a UFC fan. UFC Fan Expo in Las Vegas will bring fans of all ages together from around the world to celebrate their passion for America's fastest growing sport. There's something for everyone at UFC Fan Expo. Join the ever-evolving UFC universe and buy tickets today at www.ufcfanexpo.com.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project or maybe want a true partner for all your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions, and we want to work for you. For all your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Uriah Faber, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
All right, so much to go going on next week in Las Vegas. I want to get to the World Cup. That's the most important thing to talk about this weekend. We'll get to that in 1 second. But next week, I will be broadcasting all week long out in Las Vegas. There is so much going on.
Busy, busy, busy.
And now something else that I just found out about, which I'm going to get over to on Sunday. On the phone with us right now from the Professional Arm Wrestling League, Carell, how are you, sir?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad. Talk to us a little bit about Vendetta in Vegas next week.
Yeah, next week everybody's invited for the biggest event of arm wrestling this year. It's Vendetta in Vegas. It will happen on 12th of July, Sunday, at Hard Rock, at Vinyl Club, at 3 o'clock. So this is the professional event, and the best professional arm fighters from the United States and from Europe will meet in four bouts, which will be broadcasted by CBS Sports Network in the next month within the program Vendetta in Vegas.
What are the rules? You know, they hook them up. You get the hands together. Tell us about the rules.
Yeah, rules are unified international rules. If fans of arm wrestling listening to us, they know them. So the two guys shake hands and they come to the table, and this is a standard arm wrestling table for World Arm Wrestling Championship. They take the rods with the left hand and fight with the right hand, and the one who wins, the one who pins his opponent to the pin pad at the table, he wins. And there are fouls if one of the competitors takes his elbow off the pad, elbow pad on the table, he gets the foul. Two fouls is a loss. So rules are simple. There are some details. If they slip out, then the referee gives the referee grip, or they give the fighting straps. So they put straps on their hands and they fight in straps. There will be two referees. There will be two cameras, which will control the falls. So everything will be serious. And
what's the length of time on a match?
The time of the match differs because it depends on endurance of the fighters. Actually, this the whole match has six rounds, and six rounds with 1 minute break. And it's really very challenging for the fighters because it demands a very high endurance from them. But each round timing differs on how fast they will finish, how fast one of them will win. So sometimes it goes 30 seconds. The longest matches we know it's 8 minutes, but it's very exhausting for the fighters.
What's after this? I know that obviously everything, all your attention is set for next Sunday at the Hard Rock, but what's next? When's your next event?
Next Vendetta in Vegas will be at the end of October, and it will be very interesting and very exciting because one of the Russian athletes, Alexei Voivoda, he is twice golden medalist of Olympic Games, is going to come back to arm wrestling. And this is the guy who defeated the undefeatable John Brzenk, the star of arm wrestling, of American arm wrestling. So we are negotiating him to come for the next Vendetta, the end of October. And this will be a sensation. So we next event will be at the 25th or 26th of October.
So October's down the road. Put all eyes, everything on next Sunday out at the Hard Rock, and then you'll let me know. I'll be out there on Sunday, but you'll let me know when we'll be able to see it on TV down the road, correct?
Yes, sure.
Carell, thank you very much for your time, and I'll see you next week in Vegas.
Yeah, thank you very much. See you next week. Thank you. Bye-bye. Have a good four. Bye-bye.
You as well. PAL is what it's called, the Professional Arm Wrestling League. So it should be pretty cool. Depending on the time of Tough, because I'm not missing Tough next Sunday.
Sure. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I have an enormous amount of respect for these professional arm wrestlers because you're talking about something that is so specific that you have to devote all of your attention and energy into one specific thing, this type of training and your competition, then obviously your opponent is too. So
it's intern John is on the phone, or should I say Petty Officer First Class intern John?
Right.
Can I throw the intern in there when you say calling him Petty Officer First Class?
Absolutely.
John, tell me, how am I supposed to address you? And then I'll tell you if I'll do it.
You can call me Intern Petty Officer First Class.
But that makes it sound, but John, that makes it sound like you're an intern Petty Officer First Class.
Well, I was an intern before I was a petty officer.
Well, that's definitely true. All right, so intern John's on the phone.
Yes. What's going on there, Randy and Alex? How you guys doing?
Trying to stay dry.
We're it's doing well, great. And I know you're liking the Rays.
Of course, always. You know, I know that this last week has been rough. The last couple of games, we've had a perfect game every game against Cleveland going into the sixth inning.
Against Cleveland.
Kind of crazy.
It's not, I hate to say Cleveland. It this way, John. I hate to say it this way. It's not like it's a perfect game against a great team. It's a perfect game going to the fifth or sixth inning against Cleveland.
Exactly. Yeah, that hurt the most.
It's been a little bit of a rough week. They were swept by Cleveland. They've lost, I think, six of their last seven. That said, they're only one game back right now. Going into this season, did you expect them to be anywhere close to where they are right now in the standings, and the fact that they're over 500 at all?
Even as a diehard Rays fan, I did not expect this, but it's still, you know, once you get this far into the season, you kind of, your expectations go out the window and you start getting your mindset set on, okay, we're doing well, so let's keep doing well.
Fair enough.
You sent me a text and I read it. You're a Rays fan and you were 1,000% against, obviously, the perfect or the no-no.
Every single one of them, yes.
And again, that's coming from a fan. I would expect that, you know, and that's what I was saying. You know, somebody that and he's not a casual fan. I mean, he's a Rays fan, and he was against it. So cool. So where are you at right now? Where are you stationed?
I'm still in Norfolk. Still up here in your pig farm area, as you had me look up that one time.
Yeah, Virginia Beach, the world's largest pig farm. When I was stationed there, absolutely. So what are you doing for America's birthday tomorrow?
I'm going out, watching fireworks, and actually, Mount Trashmore. Do you know where that is?
No.
Okay. apparently like this big old landfill or whatever, but they're having a big 4th of July party and thing up there. So that's where I'll be.
Awesome. Well, stay safe. Stay away from the fireworks. Don't lose any more eyes. You know, we have a team member here that almost lost one. So, you know, stay safe. And thanks for what you do, Petty Officer First Class John Toomey.
Take care, guys. Good talking to you.
All right, take care. Former intern worked out there at the press box. Only, all right, final couple minutes. We have about 4.5 minutes left.
Speaking of America.
Biggest game. It's huge. It's a rematch.
Hold on a second. Okay, so get this.
You got 4 minutes.
So how did we get to this point in the Women's World Cup? All right. We had France losing to Germany. We had the U.S. beating Germany. And now the U.S. is playing Japan at the end. That sound familiar?
Couple wars.
World War II action going on.
A little war going on.
So if that is any indication.
It'll be a war on Sunday.
I would say that.
And I hate that terminology, by the way.
Oh, I'm going into a war. It's a war in there.
Yeah.
I would say if that's any indication, then I'm going to be rooting for the red, white, and blue. I'm going to be rooting for him no matter what.
I was going to say that.
But I think they are going to win. There is way too much on this
game. Any of the ladies have a yellow cup? Or a yellow card?
I don't think they have to wear cups.
They don't have to wear cups. any of them that you know have a yellow card that they're in jeopardy if they get another one?
Off the top of my head, I don't think so. I think Abby Wambach had a yellow card earlier on. I'm not sure if that transfers over to this game as well.
It depends on when she got it, right? If she would have got it in the last game, then it would carry over.
Correct. She did not start that game. The last game, she went in as a sub, and she did not.
I think somebody did get a yellow in the game.
So
I just don't remember. But
yeah, I'm not sure who it was.
And yes, I'm rooting for Team USA. Yes, I'll even sit and watch the entire game, just like I did the last one. And soccer, I would almost rather shoot myself than watch soccer. But because again, it's us versus them. And I like the rematch, even though it wouldn't have mattered. You know, and let's be honest.
It is definitely a rematch.
I'm not even sure Japan deserved to be there. You know, it was an own goal that
you feel absolutely awful for.
It's the game, though.
For the England defender who tried to clear the ball, it hit the bottom of the crossbar and went in stoppage time. There was maybe a minute left in the game, and that's what sent Japan to the final. As you said, that is the game, so we're going to have U.S. versus
expert
Japan.
Just texted me and said a yellow card does not carry over into the finals.
Okay, gotcha. So, well, and really when it comes down to it, it doesn't matter.
Right.
It doesn't matter if it does, because if they get a yellow card in this game, they don't get sent off right away. It would count for the next game.
Oh, okay. I thought if they got another one, then it sent them off. It was like...
No, the way it works is if you get a yellow card during a previous game...
You miss the next game.
Then it's the next game, yeah. So it doesn't really matter in this case, but... Bottom line is the U.S.
I'm impressed with how they've been playing.
Still has not allowed a goal in forever.
And I think I saw something that said even some of the shots didn't even count as shots. They were so off that statistic-wise, she didn't even have to really make a save.
They didn't even count.
So it didn't even count. So
And Hope Solo has been a complete stud back there. The entire back four they've been studs back there. It's a good offensive team. They can score at any time. They have a great counterattack. And again, it was kind of a shocker last World Cup, I should say, 4 years ago, that Japan won at all in the first place. That was penalty kicks. So I think that I don't think it's going to get to that point if
go Hope Solo.
Absolutely. If the U.S. was able to stop, the number one team, but also the number one offensive team in this World Cup, then I think there shouldn't be any problems with Japan. And I think I'm going to say – I'll say 2-0. That'll be my pick for the score, 2-0.
If I have to pick a score, and I hate picking scores, I'll go 2-1. I'm going to say that they do score late. They kind of let their guard down.
So they're up 2-0.
So they're up 2-0. They let their guard down, you know, a little bit.
Gotcha.
And then it gets a little hairy, a little crazy towards the end because it's now 2-1 in the World Cup. Bring it home, girls.
It's payback, though. It is payback.
You know, so very excited. I'm definitely looking forward to it. Want to wish everybody a very happy July 4th. Stay safe. Eat a lot of hamburgers and hot dogs.
Happy birthday, America.
Happy birthday, America, from two vets. We love you. Hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At KO Wags.
Have a good one.
WTAN Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
On the lookout for holiday terror, Greek bailout vote.